As we know, former President Donald Trump has chosen Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate for the 2024 election. Should the Trump-Vance ticket be elected, what is the Ohio process to fill a vacant Senate seat? Just before being sworn in as vice president, Senator Vance would resign his seat. Because Ohio is one of 36 states that allow gubernatorial appointments to fill vacancies, GOP Governor Mike DeWine will then choose a replacement until the next general election. This means the individual chosen will be appointed in 2025 and face the electorate for a confirmation vote in the 2026 election. Assuming the appointed individual wants to seek election for a full term, the new senator would again be on the ballot in 2028. The move to replace President Biden as the Democratic nominee quelled temporarily in the aftermath of the assassination attempt on former President Trump. California Democratic U.S. Representative Jared Huffman, however, is now circulating a Dear Colleague letter to encourage the Democratic National Committee to forego plans to virtually renominate President Biden. The process is scheduled to begin at the end of the month, but the Huffman proposal would instead allow the nomination roll call vote to occur at the Democratic National Convention as originally planned. The congressman points out that the delegates should make the nomination decision at the convention to possibly allow another candidate, presumably Vice President Kamala Harris, to emerge as the party nominee, presumably to give the Democrats a better chance of defeating Mr. Trump in November. Though delegates are bound by state law, they can, as a matter of conscience, abstain from voting. This could lead to multiple ballots until the various state laws and party rules that bind delegate votes to the candidate whom the state voters supported expire. At that point, the convention would be open to potentially nominate another candidate. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez was found guilty of bribery and corruption on all counts this week, and key Democratic leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Menendez's home state governor Phil Murphy and other New Jersey political leaders, are calling for him to resign. Staying in the Garden State, Congressman Donald Payne Jr. passed away in late April, leaving New Jersey's 10th Congressional District temporarily unrepresented. Earlier this week, as expected, Newark City Council President LaMonica McIver easily won the special Democratic primary over four opponents. She becomes the prohibitive favorite to win the September 18th special general election and will then assume the seat to serve the remaining balance of the current term. She will then be nominated for the November election as the Democratic nominee for the regular term. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.